This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
View of life, that's what you can expect from our work here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at your service and on your side, trying to have fun. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's I think we fall into sometimes in our all of our conversations, we have a habit. We have a habitual way of looking at things, and then when you have your mind expanded a little bit, I find it amazing. Some people spend hours every day listening to this program. And it's a neat reflection on how we can, one of the things people say is that they love the variety in our conversation. Well, it just reflects, I think, don't you, what is going on in the world? Not everybody is focused on the political things that are going on. Not everybody is focused on entertainment. Not everybody is focused on their jobs. It's just a combination, hopefully, of things to make you a more interesting person. I think that this may be one of the highest callings in the world. What do you think, ladies? Yes, being a radio person.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very good. Okay, Bernie Sanders. Truth, justice, and the American way, and masks for everybody. Yay! He introduced a bill that would provide every single person in our country with free, free N95 masks. Bernie loves to spend other people's money. He's been great at it for a long time. He's actually a pretty interesting guy. It's called the Mask for All Act. Somebody sent me a picture yesterday of his mask. And it was actually what it was a picture of the Lone Ranger. How many people remember the Lone? Probably nobody but me remembers Clayton Moore playing the Lone Ranger in the 50s and 60s on television. It was one of the most successful TV shows of all time. He and his faithful Indian compando Tonto were all over the place with law, order, and justice in their frame. And he had been a Texas Ranger and shot by the bad guy Bush Cavendish. And he was the only one who survived. He was saved by Tonto, and he didn't want anybody to know who he was, so he made a mask. And so there, this guy said, this is my mask. He doesn't approve of the mask mandates, and that's why he sent me the mask. But I thought, you know, in terms of what Bernie was looking for, I wonder, how do we define mask? Well, he's defined it by the N95, and a lot of people think the N95 is the best.
Well, it's the only one you should be wearing right now.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone...
Right.
There is no doctor or health expert that is refuting that. And it's too bad because a lot of people, I still see a lot of people wearing cloth masks, and you're basically just decorating your face. You're not doing anything with that.
Remember when I had the cow masks early on?
Yeah.
I had them all made. I don't know how much good they did. But at any rate, mask thing is, it's a great idea to have them. I don't know if I think at this point... I guess you could say, what difference does it make whether the government pays for them or not? The government's been paying for everything else, paying for all the shots, paying for, you know, all of the stuff. But you are paying, not the government. This is the ruse with all of these people with all their spending ideas. You know, we're going to tax the rich and we're going to get more money so we can spend more money. Meanwhile, we are trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. Is it, this is probably a good idea. And, and paying for it. What do we do? Somebody asked me a question. I've been very busy answering questions from people the last couple of days. Yeah, there's Daisy. She's got a question, too. When do you feed me?
She's snoring.
the question about paying and what do we do about this, that, or the other thing, I engaged with a fellow who was probably your age, ladies, who didn't know what sunset legislation was. Do you know what sunset legislation is? This is not a quiz.
Yeah. It expires.
I have not heard that term.
Okay.
It's
when
sunsets. When something sunsets, that means that there's an end date to it.
Right. A bill gets passed, and there is a determine a determination as to when the whatever is functionally involved in making the bill operational, it stops. Because so many programs in Washington get started, and then they keep going, and they have no effective, there's nothing about them that's of value, but it's a job for somebody, and they keep doing it. A lot of research that gets, I mean, there are all kinds of programs. And so the idea was born, I don't know, Jennifer, what, 20, 25 years ago, to sunset. It doesn't work very often. Because these guys all are trying to feather bed themselves.
Well, and most people don't like to do that because they like to have those line items right. open so they can keep catching more and more money.
Exactly. Right. So anyway, the idea of masks.
It used to be the way to pass bipartisan legislation, though, was by putting sunset clauses into things. That's what people could agree, saying, okay, this is not going to be an ongoing whatever. This will be a solution to the problem. But the masking, at this point, I just shake my head because it's more money that's already thrown at people, but yet it's the government that's mandating people wear these masks. So then what's
sort of a good idea a year ago.
You can't I think Bernie's right on this. You can't mandate a mask mandate and then say, oh, okay, well, we're not going to give you the kind of mask that's actually going to protect you. That's the whole point of the mandate.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I have no faith. I don't want to speak to you, for you guys. I just have no faith in the way that the government spends our money. So while it may seem right on the surface, how is it actually going to be implemented? Everybody could agree that we should spend money to ramp up testing. And so when the Biden administration got the money to ramp up testing, they got $86 billion to do it. They forgot to place the orders for the tests. And so now everybody's scrambling around for the tests, and they're going to send out these government tests after the Omicron variant is long gone. And it's not going to be helpful to anybody. So it's just, how do we entrust and what's the oversight for more and more spending, I guess, would be
I think this is from my perspective
being a little skeptical of more spending.
Too little, too late. This is something that should have been done last year this time.
Well, Bernie tried. He tried in 2020. And I guess everyone, oh, we don't need to spend money on that. And the virus, you know, then it's all political. And
short-sightedness. It is. The whole thing is stupid, and government becomes more stupid every day with all of this stuff, and we fall for it. Here's another example. We're talking about the IRS and the new stimulus packages that have been proposed, and how do we spend the money. Do you know there are five different categories in these bills that would get more money under the legislation that still is pending? Families who qualify for but didn't get their monthly child tax credit payments last year would get them this year. Do you know how this works, Jay? You're a mother. You've got a child.
No, we were expecting one. We didn't get it, and we're still trying to figure all of that out.
Well, how do you get it? What is it? It's because you have a child. That's money for because you got a child. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Your qualification is you have a child. $3,600 a year per qualifying child. Hmm. Nice job. Nice work if you can get it, I suppose.
I don't think that's forever. That was set to expire. That was something that Biden.
Well, yeah, they're added. It's in the bill for it to go one more year. Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I'll say, I don't know. I'm not a mother, but I can tell you, my friends who are, this is very popular. And I know the people like. A lot of mothers who are single moms or whoever needed the extra $300 a month for diapers or school stuff or whatever.
Is free money ever not popular? Free money is always.
It isn't free.
But I think especially with parents who are struggling, though. I think it's a big difference.
And with babies and younger children who are on formula and still bottle fed.
So expensive.
Formula is so expensive. It is astounding how expensive it is.
Should I say what I'm really thinking or should I keep it to myself?
You can say it, but it's not an option for everybody. Some women, that's just not an option for them.
Well,
to breastfeed.
Is that what you were going to say?
No. I was going to say, if you can't afford to have a child, don't have one. That's what I was going to
say. Well, how can that happen? Well, that's what abortion's supposed to be about, but people want to get rid of that too, so.
This depends on which people you're talking about. I mean, I don't approve of abortion either, but I think that
abortion
if
should not be birth control, though.
You
can't just have someone running around getting 9 abortions because they aren't protecting themselves.
But that has been something.
A lot of people protect themselves and still get pregnant.
That's very true. That is very true. It's happened to a lot of people, probably some people that you know and wish that it hadn't happened. But at any rate, all right. So before I get sidetracked with that, other items that are supposed to be, there are five things in this bill, including a payment for parents who have adopted a child this year, $1,400 for that. Let's see here. People who had significant changes to their income year over year, whatever you made last year, and if you didn't make it this year, the government wants to make it up. So let's say you made $50,000 in 2020, and in 2021 you made $47,000. The government wants to give you the proposal is that you get $3,000 because you didn't get paid as much this past year as you did the year before. There are those who qualify for the third stimulus payment that still haven't been paid yet. I don't know about that. Have you all gotten, I've lost track of this, frankly. I wasn't really, I never really looked for it. I know I got $600 once sometime when it first started, but have the rest of you gotten payments all along, like the three, there were three different times here.
I thought there were two.
No, this is the third one, maybe.
The two in 2020 we got.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get the second one. Maybe it's because my tax return didn't go until later. I don't know.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, right.
You don't do your taxes, you don't get the return for sure.
Yeah, well, you do them later on. Mm-hmm. It takes me that long to get all this stuff together, frankly. So I'm never in a big hurry to send them in. There are a lot of people.
I think you can get it, though, once you file. So make sure you ask your accountant about that. That even if you have
it. Well, why would I get it? Was everybody entitled to it?
Everybody
I've forgotten all this stuff.
It's based on your income, too. So
that's right. There was an income cap. Yeah, that's right.
So if you make over X amount of dollars, you don't get it?
Yeah. I think it was $99,000 or something like that, or $100,000, wasn't it? There was a number on it, yeah.
99 beer, what is that? How does that sound? 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer.
Not in your house.
Pass it around, no. No, 99 bottles of milk on the wall, 99 bottles of milk, and real milk, if you please. The outrage that comes from people considering milk. I know this sounds, I hope I'm not beating a dead cow here with that, but I think that it's important to know the difference between milk and that other stuff. It's 18 after. This is the other program, the DJV Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
A blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Wow.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It is trending time now on the DJB program at 23 after the hour. We managed to dispatch our thoughts about Pete Davidson. I can do without him. And so now let's go to something else. The Reese Witherspoon post on healthy habits. There are a couple of things today floating around that nobody would have thought about or known anything about had they not been trending. And then I think to myself, back to the era before there was so much focus on trending, or there was even anything, so it was called trending news. How much did we miss? Is this uncovering all kinds of things that we need to know, Jay? Is that what trending on social media is all about, do you think?
The trending in general?
Yeah, I
suppose. The hottest topics that people on social media are talking about.
Yeah, but how did these things get discussed before there was social media?
At the water cooler at work.
Okay, so if you didn't go to work and there wasn't a water cooler, how'd it get discussed?
Oh, Jesus. Jaber Accounting's really trending today. I know, right? It's like the chicken and the egg. Like, can we just talk about the story?
I like to know the background to things. I like to dig into people's minds. It's important. All right, anyway, so what's the Reese Witherspoon post that people supposedly are talking about?
Well, it's more so Ina Garten's response to Reese Witherspoon.
Who's Ina Garten?
The Barefoot Contessa. One of the most famous celebrity chefs.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And she is known for her amazing recipes and the sass that goes with it.
Oh, that must be what I was looking at when I made my recipe for noodles last night. Yeah, okay.
Well, Reese Witherspoon was talking about a friend gave her this book, Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. And she's talking about the four habits that she's going to try to do going into this year. Start the day with a big glass of water, get 10 minutes of outdoor light, spend 30 to 60 minutes reading without distraction every day, and the fourth one, be in bed by 10 p.m., no late-night TV binges, and try to get 8 hours of rest. And Ina Garten responded to this, commented on it, and was like, oh, that's cool and all, but I'm probably not going to do any of those things. Here's the formula I'm following. 1, drink more large Cosmos. 2, stay up late watching addictive streaming series. 3, stay in bed in the morning playing Sudoku instead of reading a good book. And 4, spend more time safely with the people you love.
Who is nice. This?
Everybody is like, yes, 100%. We're with you, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Reese Witherspoon just sounds so like, no one's going to
sustain
that. I'm
going to drink water and meditate.
Yeah, right. And yeah, no one's.
And Ina Garten also became an internet sensation because she made a cocktail in like a vase. And so that video was
a cocktail.
What was her? Where did she come from? What is
Food Network?
Like,
she's a famous chef from New York, from the Hamptons. That's Barefoot Contessa is the name of her. Is her sort of alter ego, and that's the name of all of her cookbooks, and she's phenomenal, and she's very, very popular.
She did a, what's the one from Julia Child? Not Coco Vin, the beef one. Why am I blanking on the name?
Beef or
whatever. Yes, and Ina Garten has a really easy, quick, like, lazy girl way of doing it, and she just, check out her recipe.
What is that voice? What are you doing?
That's Julia Child. Where have you been?
That sounds exactly like Julia Child, right. Jeez.
All right, we have a contest going on, I've heard, Jay.
You've heard? You said it.
I said that?
Yeah, there's a contest. Yeah, here's the thing. So here's a contest. Don't know what we're giving away. Not sure how we're going to vote, but go ahead and DM us your pet photos, your pets wearing clothes, and at DJ V Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we'll figure it out from there. But tomorrow is International... Nope, not tomorrow. This week sometime. When is it? National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
This week.
So
we'll give it a whole week.
This week.
It's National Dress Up Your Pet Week. So if you've got pictures of your pet you'd like to share with us, share them on the social media. That's basically. You heard the ladies. I get blamed for everything. I came up with a wonderful idea, and I expect it to be executed by the people that are working around me here. Instead, they take shots at me because they don't think there is any organization to the contest. Well, look in the mirror.
There isn't.
No, it's nothing serious. Try it out. Go to the social media. Give us pictures of your pet in some kind of drag clothing. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow, and of course, that's where MyPillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at MyPillow have had a great year, and so now they're offering great discounts on all of the MyPillow products, most notably the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way. All different colors, soft, wonderful. The Giza cotton that's used. This is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code and the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the books right now for the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate at large companies. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The Prince on the BBC in 2019. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1784, the Continental Congress ratifies the Treaty of Paris. Britain officially agrees to recognize the independence of the new United States of America. Flash, 1942, Franklin Delano Roosevelt issues a presidential proclamation number 2537, requiring non-U.S. citizens from World War II enemy countries, Italy, Germany, and Japan to register with the United States Department of Justice. Flash, 1963, George Wallace is inaugurated as the governor of Alabama. Flash, 1973, the Miami Dolphins achieve something no NFL team has repeated, a perfect season. The Dolphins hold on to beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 in Super Bowl VII, capping a 17-0 season. Larry Zonka on head coach John Shula's coaching style from ESPN in 2020.
Was losing Super Bowl VI to the Dallas Cowboys. They kicked our and after the game, he threw everyone out of the locker room, all the media, everyone else. And he said, I want everyone in this room to remember how we feel right now, because we're going to turn this from a liability to an asset. We're going to make it a negative to a positive. We're going to use this feeling of being just torn apart on the field to come out and approach the season next year one game at a time, like we intend on winning every game. He did not say we were going to win every game. He said we're going to approach it like we're planning to win every game.
Lance Pry reporting for USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Several camps represented here, as usual, on the DJV program, so you'll be stimulated to think things through. A lot of conversation about things that matter, events of the day, issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about. With Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, sometimes they're talking about us, as it were. I remember one night, when ABC was sold, Peter Jennings started, isn't it interesting you remember these things? Peter Jennings started the newscast with, we normally are not the news, but we are the news tonight. Because for the first time in history, some company had paid $1 billion for an asset, a television network. It was really pretty interesting. I always liked Peter Jennings. He was one of the ones that you could actually look at. The rumor is, by the way, that Brian Williams is going to CBS. Did you hear that rumor? To co-anchor the evening news?
Co-anchor
rumor.
With?
Nora O'Donnell.
There now. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not that great, I don't think. Anyway, here's what's going on in the friendly skies. It seems that a traveler got arrested yesterday after the plane, which was down in one of the islands in the Caribbean, a plane bound for Miami, folks getting on the plane. The pilot had gotten off. The co-pilot was in the bathroom. The pilot had gotten off the plane to go check in. How the pilots, when you are checking in, you see the pilots behind the desk and they're printing out their itineraries and that sort of thing. You see that happen often. So the pilot, the co-pilot were not in the cockpit. The two flight attendants that normally are standing at the front of the plane were helping some people put their luggage up overhead. So this guy runs into the plane, runs into the cockpit, and starts smashing the instrument panel, ripping things out of the ceiling, smashing the panel. And then they finally, you know, the people start, what's going on? But again, it's back to...
Doesn't it feel like a movie, though,
world?
Like he knows something is going on with the flight, and so he won't let it take off, and he goes in there and jams up the gear panel? Could that
Anyway.
Or he could just be a crazy person, one or the other.
Well, it was open. It could have been. There's a lot of crazy people. I haven't seen
was
any of
this
stuff.
Was he ticketed on that flight, or was he just a rando?
No. He was ticketed. He was ticketed on the flight.
So that's just extra strange. What I don't also understand, and it doesn't make me all that comfortable, is the fact that they leave these planes just wide open so people can get in there. I don't understand that.
Well, they're loading the plane, and normally there would be flight attendants in the front greeting you, and normally the pilot is sitting in there, or the co-pilot, getting ready, doing their prep. The requirement is, by the way, if you didn't know it, pilots and crew are supposed to be on the plane an hour before it takes off. They're supposed to report and be on the plane checking it out. Most
that
of the
can
time.
Never happen. I've seen them just
the planes don't
on
even get in there.
Yeah.
The planes don't even get in. Most of the time, the turn is less than an hour anyway. And so it just is. But I just find it. I sort of chuckle at people who are that. I don't know why I chuckle, but it's, people got you get that angry. What in the world is going on with people who get that angry about anything? Frankly, anything. Okay, speaking of people getting angry, the Washington football team announcing a new name before the Super Bowl. Anybody got, what are some of the contenders? There's the list of contenders, candidates.
I think they should be the Washington Swamp Creatures. I think that would be
the Armada, the Presidents, the Brigade, the Red Hogs, the Commanders, the Red Wolves, the Defenders, and just leave it as it is, the Washington football team. That's an interesting...
A lot of
Presidents.
Soccer teams do that, too.
I wouldn't mind the Washington Presidents. Would you?
No.
That's wimpy.
Well, they already have the Senators in hockey, so I don't know.
Yeah. Senators used to be a baseball team, by the way. They used to be the Washington Senators baseball team. So anyway, there are a number of people who have been upset. People get... Why would you get upset? Why would you care? But
the fans, the fans of the team, all three of them, they, you know, want to have a say, I guess. I don't know. And also, I think, just for nostalgia's sake, like if the Dodgers one day just said, you know what, we're changing the name of the team, I'd be really sad. I don't know.
Well, it was required. Weren't they called something? Wasn't there some, what was the team called? The Redskins. That's right, too. Very inappropriate. According to some, that sort of stuff never bothered me, but I'm not one who would be affected. Football, and this is not just necessarily about football, but all of the trading cards, the people who are spending money on trading cards and other collectibles. Have you seen?
Not just some money, a lot of money. Millions and millions of dollars. It's crazy.
All right, so the Topps trading card company has been purchased by a group of memorabilia folks, and the company name is Fanatics, I guess, right? I don't know. I'm lost on this one.
Fanatics makes a lot of the team jerseys, and they have licensing deals now, so it's kind of like the next step for them to get bigger is to acquire all of Topps. And it's, I mean, it's a huge business. Like Jen was saying, you know, all throughout the pandemic especially, people started, I guess, maybe they had time on their hands to dig through old trading cards that they had kept since they were a kid, and the cards ended up being really valuable. Like, in the millions.
Like, what are we
millions
talking about?
Of dollars.
Yes. Really?
What was the one big one, Jen, that was last, it was like last summer it sold? Was it a Michael
Jordan
who the
card
one?
Was. Yeah, maybe.
It was, a rookie card or something, and it went for in the millions.
Who's got that kind of dough?
A lot of collectors, apparently.
For a card? Think about that. It's just a little tiny piece of cardboard.
What does it tell you about the value of things? And I don't mean to sound like some bleeding heart, but when you spend this kind of dough, if you get this kind of dough, maybe you don't have a conscience, but there are a lot of people who don't have a home, a lot of people who don't have enough to eat, and, you know, would it be nice to have, if you're going to spend the money, you want to...
But there are people who are hungry and you still want to buy a Range Rover. Why are you buying a Range Rover when you could get a Chevy and give the rest of your money to the people who are sick on the street?
Well, that's a good question, because I like driving a Range Rover. Maybe
people like collecting
answer.
Baseball cards that are worth millions of dollars.
Okay. And maybe they're philanthropists. I mean, they don't really know. I mean, the point is not to shame them into spending the money. It's just
I'm not shaming them. I'm just making an observation. It's not about shaming anybody. I don't think that it's my place to shame anybody.
Usually it's
I'm
shaming
just asking
when you say people are dying on the streets and you're buying a Michael Jordan car.
Right.
Right. Or a Range Rover, one or the other. Okay.
That's pretty good, huh? Why do you buy a Range Rover when you get a Chevy?
Dude, Jen, I have the biggest smile on my face. I'm sitting here like, you go, girl.
That's because Victoria drives a Chevy. That's why.
No, that's not why. It's because I'm happy it was someone else calling you out and not me.
Oh, is that so? Jay, where are you on all of this? Is it like a threefer here, a hat trick? Or are you just keeping quiet?
I'm just minding my own business for the moment.
Really? What kind of a car do you drive?
Minding my own business for the moment.
It's either a Range Rover
by the way,
or a Chevy,
for the record,
probably.
Jennifer drives a Lexus, for those of you who are. And I was admiring her father has got, her father used to drive the BMW 7 Series. So when the last couple of cars he's had have been, they were Kias, right? The Kia, is it a Kia?
He went from a BMW 7, then he had the Lexus 450, whatever, long. And they don't make those long ones anymore. And so he's like, what am I going to do? I want this kind of car. And so he found Hyundai had a Genesis, which Genesis was its own, like, luxury brand, which he had. And then now I think it's he had the Equus, and now this is the Genesis.
It looks like a...
But
it looks like a
knockoff of a Bentley. The logo looks like a Bentley. People have thought that they lost a car because he couldn't find his Bentley, and I'm like, Dad, we're not...
And when he told me what
Bentley
he paid for it, it's like nothing compared to what you'd pay for one of those branded cars. And he says it's just as good. Yeah.
He likes it a lot.
Didn't like it that I found the scratch in the trunk, though, did he?
No, he did not like that.
Okay. All right, let's get back to something that is important here. Those of you who, I'm talking to the boomerang children who are listening to the program, apparently the percentage of young adults, or as they have been referred to, boomerangers, who live with their parents is back to pre-pandemic levels. The 47%, of adults from the age of 18 to 29 living with their parents? Huh?
Yeah, that's actually like
47%?
That's low.
It is?
Yes, that's the improvement. It was more than that.
Who lives with their parents who's 29 years old?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, just a reminder that costs
my
of
brother
everything
did.
Keep going up while really? The wage keeps staying the same.
Right. I lived with my mom until I went into my house, and that was because I saved and was able to get what I needed together to buy my grandparents' house, even though you like to make fun of it. But, I think I was 27 or 28, something like
you
that.
You haven't invited me to your house in a long time, too, by the way.
Why should she? All you ever do is rag on it.
Over the weekend, I was like, you're invited to any holiday. You know that. Let me know if you ever want to come over. Did I not say that?
I usually go to your father's house for those things, not to your house.
Well, on Christmas Day, you would have come to my house because that's where the party
was. I was there on Christmas Day. I don't remember you inviting me. I would have come over.
What did I just say? On any holiday, you are always welcome.
Okay. The big picture here, 36%.
Come over on Martin Luther King Day. That'll be the next one.
Actually, I will not be. I probably am going to be in California on Monday for a meeting with some business people, but it'll be a quick in and out. I won't be able to come to your house, but I'll come over. Let's see. Maybe Easter. Is that the next big holiday? What's the next big holiday? President's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. That's it. Well, she's got her own Valentine. I'm not getting involved in that.
You come over for my birthday. That's the next big holiday.
Ooh, February 4th, right?
Sixth.
We had this.
Go for it.
February 6th.
Yeah, 6th.
Okay. Who's the 4th? That was Victoria.
Me.
Yeah, okay.
Which you never remember. But yeah.
No. Well, I remember
it
now.
Not it now when it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Can't hear everything. The DJV download, fabulous items of interest here every day. You can hear the whole program, as perhaps you know. Maybe I'll remind you, because I like to remind folks of how easy it is to get the program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get it at djvshow.com as we do it live or as it circulates through the day, the whole program. And then if you want bits and pieces that are fun, you go to the podcast at djvshow.com. You can get it at Apple, wherever. Most recent, we've had a lot of great discussions about Betty White, that's for sure. Bob Saget, been talking about the people who have passed away. The year is off to a dark start with all of this stuff. Cynthia Nixon is not happy about protocols in public schools. We talked about that in a recent one. The Lucille Ball movie and the fact that Nicole Kidman won for that. That's a good conversation. No, I find myself, maybe this sounds silly, I'm not interested in it. I don't really want to talk about it. And I find myself very interested in all the things that we talk about. That's kind of, I suppose, patting ourselves on the back a little bit. The argument about Elvis Presley's birthday is in a recent DJV podcast. Come to find out that Elvis was born very close. See, this is the credibility here. Elvis was born very close to the top of the hour at midnight, so it could have been one way or the other, the 7th or the 8th, to give me some more credibility. Check it all out, DJV Daily Podcast, free at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEND.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now, DJV Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen to answer some questions. We certainly focus a lot, probably for the next few months still, on COVID and what the vaccine does and what it doesn't do. A couple of questions about birthing, being pregnant. There are a lot of people who are paying attention to the info. My son and his wife were one of them. She did get a vaccine early on in her pregnancy, and the question came up. The reason she was hesitant is because there was a story floating around that the odds of premature birth would be increased if you had the vaccine. Apparently, it wasn't enough to keep them from getting the shots, but then the baby was not born prematurely, pretty much like a day early, I think, the baby was born. So what, in terms of mothers who are listening right now, get the vaccine? Yes? No? Wait? What do you suggest?
Well, let me make myself clear, because being pregnant and getting COVID is a high-risk situation for both mother and child. And so you don't want to get your COVID while you're pregnant. Early on, and it still lingers out there, so bigger reason why so many women are not getting vaccinated is because there was a story out there on social media that the vaccine will interfere with your fertility. Please let me reassure everybody that a little bit of messenger RNA from the vaccine has nothing to do with fertility. It does not get into your DNA, and it has nothing to do with fertility. You're just leaving yourself open to potentially even dying if you get COVID when you're pregnant. You become very high risk. It's very bad. You don't want to get COVID for the first time while you're pregnant. And then the good news additionally is the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report that comes out of the CDC. Physicians and medical students read this on a regular basis. This week reported good study that COVID-19 vaccines don't raise the odds for premature birth. So women, concerned about pregnancy. The vaccine has nothing to do with it. Please let me reassure you. But what can interfere is getting COVID while you're pregnant. That puts you and your child into great danger.
All right. You're a cardiologist, so you're dealing with high blood pressure issues all the time. Question about high blood pressure, whether it has any connection to the vaccines or having COVID. And the second part of that is because there have been more deaths among pregnant women who have high blood pressure, is there a connection? There's a connection between pregnant women with high blood pressure and the deaths among them or the babies. But does that have any connection to COVID and vaccines?
Well, different aspects. Let me tackle this. It's not an acute issue. What's happening is because of COVID, people are mentally stressed out. People are not getting exercise. People are putting on weight. And those are the factors that increase your blood pressure. Mental stress, obesity, not getting enough exercise, and then the wrong diet, eating too much salt. All of those things will increase your blood pressure. And our COVID-19 lifestyle is creating a lifestyle that's promoting high blood pressure. And then we're seeing that also with women who are getting pregnant. There's more deaths occurring during pregnancy because of high blood pressure, because people are just not as fit as they were pre-COVID because of the lifestyle that COVID is creating for all of us.
All right. So that takes care of that. Did you hear the story about the nurse who recovered from COVID-19? She was in a coma. She took Viagra, or the doctors gave her Viagra, a large dose of Viagra. Why would that have, why would that have influenced the outcome of this? Any idea?
I think this is from the UK, this case
you're
talking about?
Yes, English. Yes, correct. Nurse in England.
And I don't know the details of it, but Viagra actually will help improve air pressures in the lungs, and it has been used for people who have very bad pressure in their lungs. And whether that was related to it, that's the only what I know, but I will definitely look more into it.
I wonder if the same thing happened if you used Cialis or Levitra. Those are the other two stimulants for ED. All right, a question to be researched, as you've suggested. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time. Answers to your questions, general questions, interesting, important questions. That happens here. Questions for Dr. Ken on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.